Residents of Greensboro are still cleaning up after a tornado swept through Sunday evening. Hundreds of buildings were damaged. Thousands remain without power, and Guilford County schools will be closed for a second day. Naomi Prelo reports.
Mary Carolock was enjoying a rainy Sunday evening on her front porch on East Bessemer Avenue. Then, in a matter of minutes, everything changed.
We saw a tornado. We saw stuff flying in the air. We ran inside. And as we lay down, all the windows just start busting out. I never experienced that.
Her house is destroyed. Pieces of her roof are missing. Broken glass covers the tattered wooden floors of her home. Debris is everywhere. Her car windows are also broken.
It tore everything up. It lifted my son up and throwed him back into the door. Then the whole door blew off. He's okay. Thank you, Jesus. He's okay.
The National Weather Service in Raleigh confirmed an EF2 tornado hit Greensboro. It carried maximum winds of 135 miles per hour and had a path that was at least 300 yards wide. The tornado primarily hit the east side of Greensboro. City officials say thus far, they know at least 20 homes and businesses were destroyed. 80 homes and businesses received major damage, and nearly 380 have been affected in some way. There was one fatality from Sunday's storm caused by a tree falling on a car. Thousands of residents are still without power because of the number of fallen trees and downed power lines and utility poles. Greensboro Mayor Nancy Vaughn says the devastation is unimaginable.
It really looked like a war zone, and we have to remember that people are living in these conditions.
Three schools that were damaged will not reopen for the rest of the school year. All Guilford County schools were closed on Monday and remain closed today. Governor Roy Cooper is grateful the storm hit on Sunday.
Thank God school was not in session when this storm hit, because you could see the devastated classrooms, and we have to be grateful for that.
Cooper says the tornado should be a reminder for everyone in North Carolina.
So make sure that you and your family has an emergency plan of what they need to do in the event that there is a disaster in your area.
As for Mary Carolock, she's either going to find a hotel or stay with family while she puts the pieces of her life back together.
That's the lowest work, but it scared me to death. I'm glad I'm here.
Officials say the Goodwill, United Way, and Interactive Resource Center in Greensboro are accepting donations for victims of the storm. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.